In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, spring is here. What does it mean? Pollen allergy. Yes, it's not a favorite experience for many people and me to have. But spring brings more than pollen allergy, right? Let's do an observation. We look at a leafless trunk planted in dry, rocky soil. It seems there's nothing amazing happening. However, we can see at that very same place, after being nurtured for a few days in the warmth of spring, some energetic shoots sprouting forth, carrying their hopes and dreams. The sun welcomes them by presenting its beautiful golden beams that break through the darkness, covering the earth. And if we start to observe those shoots carefully, we can easily distinguish the best shoots destined to become future trees. This is my most enjoyable experience from growing up on a family farm. The life during spring. Those shoots came out of the earth having life because of the warmness of the sunlight. Going back to the gospel reading, St. John says, the light came into the world. What is that light? You and I know, it is the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. We know that we will have life if we welcome that light into our lives. And like the lively shoots that burst forth through the desolate rocky soil to receive the first morning rays of the sun, we all desire to come closer to the Lord, don't we? Those desires are strongly experienced at Mass, prayer, or daily activities. However, what happens after those fruitful encounters with God? How are we transforming our life to be more like Christ to the members in our families, in our neighborhood, or to the world, or to the next generation who is trying to hold on to the light? Are we going to journey with them, support them, carry their burning light, or are we blow some discouraging wind? Brothers and sisters in Christ, bring everything to the light, so to be healed, and so that people can see our good works, so that we can spread the healing light to others, so to see more lively shoots come out of the earth. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.